This is Taking Care in Business, a podcast that showcases organizations and people who aren't only concerned about profits. Host Vicki Bolson is the founder and CEO of Bolson Group, a unified marketing company located in Indianapolis. Bolson Group was the first B Corp certified company in Indiana, but Vicki understands that you don't have to be certified in corporate social responsibility in order to use business as a force for good. Join Vicki as she talks about why it is always worthwhile to take care in business.
Well, hello, hello. Hi, Lacey.
Hi.
You know, I was just thinking today, and this is sort of a sad thing, but I know that we always, we tape these episodes. I think our listeners know that. They're not live. So we kind of have to be a little careful about dating ourselves with something going on in the world. And I was thinking that, you know, I almost start every conversation these days with, are you healthy? Anybody in your family gotten COVID lately? And I realized very sadly that I could probably ask you that because when this airs, it's still going to be going on. Mm-hmm. And that's a pretty sad thing. So I'm going to ask you, how are you doing? Is your family all healthy?
It's funny you ask because one of my roommates is quarantined right now.
Oh, geez. Oh, yeah. My gosh. It just seems like it's not 7 degrees of separation anymore. It's more like, you know, 3, 2 and getting down to 1. So sorry about that.
Yeah, we're hopeful it's just a cold, but as soon as she felt a symptom, she was like, I'm going to quarantine. She got a test yesterday, so just waiting to find out, but being careful.
Yeah, get your free tests from, you can order the 4, I forget the link, but just Google and you can get your tests because the home tests are still hard to find, I think, so take care. Well, our next guest is probably really planning everything like a military move because he's a pre-hitting record. We talked about him traveling all over the country, well, all over the world. He's in Europe, traveling all over there right now, which we might come up in our conversation, but I'm really excited. We have a former NFL football player joining us today. This is a first, I think. And we'll get into more about his company, but what I want to say is what intrigued me was that his company he created to inspire and empower change toward a healthier future by producing the most nutrient dense products on the planet. And then this is the part I love: credited by nature, rooted in science, and designed for modern lifestyles. And I think that, in these times of COVID, it's even more important that we're taking care of our health, right? Our minds and our body. So I thought, you know, this is great timing. So welcome, Chris.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. Excited to be a guest on the show.
I'm going to tell everybody your last name in case they remember you from the NFL. Chris Mandarino.
I like the accent.
I thought I'd get it in there. So, okay, I have to ask, I did some sleuthing on you, and I know you had a scholarship to UC Berkeley, but what NFL team did you play for? Or teams?
So I played for the Bengals out of college. So I was with them for a couple seasons, and then I signed with the Kansas City Chiefs. So two teams that are still in the mix right now for the Super Bowl. We'll see how everything shakes out.
Oh, that's so fun. So you're going to be over in Europe probably for the Super Bowl then.
Yeah, I've been up pretty late watching the games. I think the past weekend there's some incredible games, but I think they wrapped around 5 o'clock in the morning, so
it was, oh my gosh,
long night.
I didn't even think about that till you started talking about that, because it's 6 hours later where you are. So how fun. I bet that's so exciting to have just been living that life and to be over there watching, you know, your former teammates. And that's really super awesome, which I'm imagining is why you started Life Fuel, which for our listeners is L-Y-F-E Fuel. Is that the case? Is that why you started it?
Yeah, I think as an athlete, I always took a vested interest in health and nutrition. Obviously, as an athlete, I saw it as a way to not just keep my body healthy and protected from injury and be able to optimize performance, but really as a potential competitive advantage, right? By putting the right fuel in my body, being able to recover faster, train harder, all those things, right? So I think, especially as you got to those higher levels as a professional athlete, you're always looking for different ways to, get the edge. And when I was in Kansas City, I was able to play with Tony Gonzalez, Hall of Fame tight end. And he was the first one who's like, I saw, was just like super dialed in with nutrition, was following like predominantly a plant-based diet. He's built like a Greek god. And I was like, okay, what is this guy doing? Right. And, just started to implement that for myself and started to see like massive changes, in transformation physically and mentally and energy wise and all that. So, but it was really post football career that I took a stronger interest in nutrition, and started working in the field of nutrition and thus ultimately started Life Fuel.
Well, I have three kids. My oldest daughter, she is a vegan, and she swears that when she gave up dairy, that was when her life changed.
Yeah, and that was a big thing for me too. I'm not vegan. I eat mostly a plant-based diet. For me, it's really more about where our food is coming from, and almost what's not in it as much as what goes into it. Mm-hmm. Especially, how dependent we've become on like ultra processed foods and just how distant we are from like where our food comes from today. But the biggest change that I had made is when I stopped eating dairy and really like the whey protein shakes that I was guzzling down as an athlete. That was a huge, huge difference. My gut was always kind of a mess when I was, eating a bunch of dairy. It's a bit more lethargic, big energy swings. And yeah, just cutting dairy out was like a major, major difference for me.
That's interesting. I love my dairy. I mean, that would be a really hard thing to do. I just love cheese and, a little sour cream on my tacos and...
Yeah, but that's, and I think it goes back to, where the food comes from, right? Because, I'm in the mindset there's no bad food, right? Food isn't evil, right? But it's the way in which different food is produced, right? I have spent, a year living in New Zealand, and like their A1 protein, like from the cows. The cows are on, grasslands, free roaming, eating a natural diet. That's not always the case in the United States, right? And so that produces a very different food, especially when you get into like the nutritional components of that food and how like that impacts the body. One can be an anti-inflammatory source and the other can be pro-inflammatory. Still milk, still cheese at the end of the day, they just have very different effects on the human body. I think the other thing too to note is nutrition and food and diet and all this, world of health needs to be deeply personalized. I think until we get there, we're largely, we're just so far off of what it should be, right? Because there's so many different circumstances that come into play, one's, environment, social upbringing, DNA, genetics, all this stuff that play a role in this and preferences and flavor and all that. So yeah, it's a tough one to unpack, but I think it needs to start with getting more rooted and more connected to, what food is and where it comes from.
So Life Fuel makes it simpler, obviously, with the products that you have for not just athletes, but for people to, I'm assuming, I've never been one that I took, I don't drink like those kinds of things, and I've never dieted where I've taken, like a Slim Fast, or which is probably like a voodoo word, but yeah. Like talk about how Life Fuel fits into the regular person's life.
So Life Fuel, the concept of Life Fuel is it's food for life, right? So what we looked at was what are the key nutrition, the key vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients that we should be getting from food but no longer are. And what we saw is a staggering amount of like vitamin D deficiency, magnesium, iodine, selenium, like all these things that we used to get from food, but the majority of Americans no longer are, right? And that's due to a handful of different reasons, right? Some of them I already mentioned, but you know, the deteriorating nutritional density of the soils in which they're grown, the amount of pesticides and herbicides and all that that's sprayed onto a lot of these crops. So even if you're eating a healthy diet, you're eating, you know, 100% vegan, plant-based diet, whatever, you know, you consider a healthy diet, unless you're connected to the source of the food and what actually goes into producing it, you really have no idea, you know, how, you know, healthful of a diet that is. And two, very few of us know, like, if we're really getting all the nutrition that we need. Statistics show that we're not, right? And especially once you get into the way that the recommended dietary intakes are established, they're not really established for optimizing longevity or optimizing performance. They're there to protect us from, you know, nutrient-related diseases and deficiencies. And so when you really get into it, and what was eye-opening to me was Dr. Bruce Ames' nutritional triage theory of aging. And that posits when we don't get everything we need on a nutritional level, our body makes a switch. It goes from long-term health and priorities for longevity and optimal health to short-term survival, because there's so many different processes involved that require key nutrients, right? And the breaking down of food to perform those, you know, key nutrients from biochemical level. And so that was the concept of Life Fuel, is how do we provide these key nutrients that are missing through the diet? How do we do that in a responsible way that both promotes health and protects the planet? And the obvious choice was through plant-based sourcing, right? And so looking at, okay, how do we, you know, do this, you know, and still make it taste good and convenient, we arrived at, you know, our essential shake, which is really our hero product. And that's really the intention of that product, is to give you what you would expect in like a really well-rounded balanced meal, but still give you really high levels of those key nutrients that are largely missing in human diets. And the use case is, you know, people use it for different ways. Some people might use it to reduce the amount of calories. Some people might use it to reduce the amount of animal consumption that they're having in their diet. Some people might use it just purely for convenience, or as that more complete multivitamin mineral supplement that you're not going to get from a multivitamin or a green shake, because it's got all that and more in it. And then, you know, it's interesting once you start getting really deep into this world, and even like the health food or natural foods world, you start to realize, you know, where like a lot of the vitamins and minerals are actually derived from petroleum, and like BCAAs are created using duck feather and human hair, and like, you know, not stuff that you would ever equate with something you'd want to eat or with health, right? So that's really the intention at Life Fuel, is to lead the way in not just plant-based nutrition, but food-based nutrition, and starting with real whole foods that are responsibly sourced, you know, trying to invest more into regenerative agriculture, upcycle nutrients when we can, and just kind of create a better, or be a part of a better future for food.
Wow. No, I would, so if we wouldn't have booked this interview so quickly, I would have ordered some and tried it before, which I do want to do. And I want to, because I think it's great, you know, as somebody getting up there in age, just to be taking care of my body as much as I can. And it's the missed nutrients part of it that's important to me. And then also the other reason why I would order from you is because, you know, you're taking care of the world at the same time, which is just so freaking cool. So I want to ask you about that and then put on the back burner that I want to, well, I'm going to ask you this first and then we'll talk about that. What did you study at UC Berkeley?
I studied business. Yeah. And then it was doing a lot of finance related stuff. I thought I'd go into finance post football. But when I made the transition away from football, it was 2008. So the middle of the global financial crisis, there was like no jobs in finance, no jobs anywhere for that matter. And I was just lucky to have a friend who had kind of followed my football career growing up. He had this nutrition company in the bariatric space, so weight loss surgery space. And that's really where I got this amazing foundation of nutrition and really functional nutrition, because the company I worked for, Metagenics, like their approach to developing products was totally in contrast to what like the standard dietary industry does, right? And so like they had a roster of PhDs on staff and they just really started with the science. And that's where all product development started. And it was coupled with like strong use cases for patient populations. And, you know, in the obese population, which is where I was working, I saw this alarming, you know, levels of nutrient deficiencies in patients who obviously extremely overweight. And it's like, didn't make sense to me, because like, how could you have so many calories but not any nourishment? And again, it all led back to how much our food has changed and just we're overfed, but undernourished. And then I saw parallels to the general population that, you know, presented what I alluded to earlier, was, you know, most people, even on a healthy diet, are simply not getting everything that they need through food alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Which makes sense. I've wondered the same things when I've, you know, watched an episode or two of My 600 Pound Life or whatever. And you think, you know, and there's one show where they go and they get the bariatric surgery and then they're expected to, you know, just suddenly have their life change. And it's like, how hard would that be if you're not doing things right, you know, and taking care of your body?
Yeah. And that's really just a tool at the end of the day, right? You still have to make those behavioral shifts, you know, but it's a tool in helping you restrict calories, but without, you know, making those daily lifestyle choices, you know, nothing is really, there's no panacea for, you can't out hack your poor diet, right? You just can't do it, right? And so even with our products, they're a tool, right? They're not like end all be all solution to, you know, losing 300 pounds or whatever. Sure, they can help support that journey, but you know, you need to also put in the work and look yourself in the mirror and understand, okay, what is it that I really want for myself and my family, and how, you know, much am I willing to change and commit toward these things I say I want, right? There's no magic bullet, no matter how much advertising and marketing you see out there that promises there is, you know, it comes down to the willingness to be able to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like the reason I wanted to know what you did, what you studied, was I wondered if it was science or like, you know, what, but it sounds like just a great segue, you know, out of professional, you know, being a professional athlete into entrepreneurialism. But the thing with you that is so cool is you're not just an entrepreneur, you're a purpose-driven entrepreneur. And, which is really why, you know, we wanted to have you on here, because when you're taking your company and you're thinking about people and the planet over profits, which you're clearly doing, what inspired you to want to, you know, look at your business and grow your business in that way?
Yeah, for me, as I became more educated about, you know, food and nutrition and saw the, you know, negative impact that it was having on the planet and on human health, I felt compelled that there needed to be a better approach. I was frustrated and angered that, you know, the companies that have all the resources and all of our money aren't doing more to change it. It's just kind of a head scratcher for me. And so, you know, even if we can have a small impact and, you know, a small amount of change, like I felt compelled that more needed to be done. And I thought, you know, what better way, especially when you look at, you know, climate change and plastic pollution, all that, like what better place to do it than the food industry, because it's probably one of the best ways that each of us can truly be empowered to make a difference. You know, it's other things are, I think, can be done, but like simply what you choose to fill your body with can have a major, major impact. And then through all the different touch points and like supply chain that exists in food, I thought, you know, there was so many different ways that we could improve the lives of people, which then in turn, you know, helps protect the planet and empowers more and more people, right? Because when we're all living our most fulfilled selves and we're more equipped and better able to fulfill our life's purpose. And I think that just kind of transcends from one person to another.
And you're doing it through Carbon Click. So I'm on your website right now because I had to refresh my memory of all the things you're doing, which is out of New Zealand. And then you have sustainable packaging. I mean, so cool. I was talking to a friend just the other night about how when we were kids, you know, we would go back, we had these glass bottles that we would go and have refilled. You know,
yeah.
And now, and he said to me, I remember the first time my parents brought something home where we were going to use plastic and then just toss it. And it was just such a mind, you know, fudge because it was just like unbelievable. And that just became the norm for us. Yeah.
It's just so crazy that's so normalized.
Yeah. You kind of broke up there a little. I guess our Austrian America got bad there for a second.
That is crazy how normalized some of these things become, right? You go into any supermarket now and like fruit and that has natural protective packaging around it is wrapped in, you know, bubble seal plastic. Like why? You know, like why does a lemon need to be bundled in plastic? Makes no sense. Versus, you know, you go, but you, it's just consciousness, it's awareness, right? That there could be a different way. Like we spent our honeymoon in Bali and they wrap the produce with banana leaves, you know, and you order takeout. And I mean, the Balinese people are so skilled with their hands, but it comes in these takeout containers that are made from banana leaves and stuff. So there's like no use for a lot of this stuff. But when you, again, like go all the way back, it's like, okay, how much can we, you know, use petroleum and all these, you know, different, you know, resources in many things as possible. And you look at the food industry, it's no different, right? Corn, soy, and wheat are in like 95% of the product and sugar. You know, it's just like we've gotten so far away from being connected with nature. And it's just, there's so much that needs to be.
Just insanity. That's one thing I notice whenever I travel is just how more sustainable other countries are. You know, it just blows my mind. So tell about the sustainable packaging. It's powder, right?
Yeah. So it's for us, the sustainable packaging is kind of an evolution. When we first started the company, we wanted like at all these different ideas that somebody's going to consume light fuel and then use seed paper and is going to grow into a tree and all this stuff. it's still possible, but you know, you get into like the economics of things, right? And so you kind of have to be selective of what you do and when you do it, right? And I think the way that we've decided to build the business, we've taken a very organic and sustainable approach to it. You know, we've been comfortably building it, you know, as a bootstrap company for the first 3.5 years. And then we're very mindful about, you know, investment capital that we've received and just having a slow methodic approach to it and not having to be like the next biggest, best thing overnight. right? And so having that iterative process, we've applied that to our product line as well, right? And we've been able to, you know, use customer feedback to continue to iterate and everything. So we started in these like recyclable plastic tubs, and then we migrated to flexible packaging because there's a lower carbon footprint with the carbon packaging or the flexible packaging. And then recently we've worked with a sustainable packaging designer out of Canada. And one of the requirements for them to, for us to work together is that, you know, we would invest in sustainable packaging. And I think throughout that journey, I've learned so much about, you know, sustainability. And, you know, I think it's no longer enough to be sustainable. We really need to think about zero waste packaging. We need to think about regenerative agriculture, because those are really the things that are going to help get us out of this mess. And so on that front, on the sustainable packaging front, our goal is to be zero waste. There's two ways that we can do it with our powders. One of the things that, you know, people may or may not realize is with like consumables, with food-based products, there's like moisture and there's different things involved, right? So compostable packaging is not always the best, because then you shorten the shelf life and also potentially damage the nutritional integrity of the product. So we are looking at some options depending on how long the compostable nature of those products are, if that's a viable option. The other challenge with compostable is, at least in the US, a lot of people don't have the means of compostability. So it can say compostable, but it could be industrial compostable and not home compostable. Industrial compostable means it's probably ending up in the same landfill as everything else, right? Home compostable is a different story, and usually not the best solution for food-based or nutrition-based products. There are some more innovative solutions that we're looking at now that are infinitely recyclable and use bio-based materials like a cellulose. And so that is a zero waste solution that we're looking at implementing as we move into this next phase of our business, which is the launch of LifeFuel 2.0, which really integrates a lot of these value pieces through the supply chain, through the ingredient sources, through packaging, into what the next phase of LifeFuel looks like. So it's a really exciting time for us, but it's just really been through, I guess, one, being knowledgeable and learning, and being willing to understand that we're not where we want to be in terms of those sustainability goals. There's a lot more that we can do as a company to reduce that carbon footprint and put more back into the environment than we're taking from it.
I notice how when you go to buy a product on your website, it calculates the 1% give back that you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is super cool. So you are reminded, you don't have to go all the way to the checkout process to find that out. And then who are you, do you have a certain organization you're donating to, or several that you're, you know, sort of, dividing that money amongst?
Yeah. So there's several different organizations. I think there's, three at any one point in time. And, you know, those are aligned with our other purpose-based initiatives. We have to do some research as well to make sure that those organizations are using those funds wisely and making the impact that we want to see. But yeah, we kind of evolve that some to some degree. Sometimes I'll meet somebody who's like the head of a nonprofit, and I say, okay, like, let's, you know, use these guys as, you know, one of the organizations that we give back to. And as that evolves too, I think, you know, we'd like to have potentially for each, you know, specific product or product type that's more aligned with the impact and where, you know, those funds are going. And so, yeah, I think we'll continue to explore that as a way to give back, and how much we can make a more robust impact, and then just make it more tangible for, you know, our customers to see how their purchases really matter, and, you know, what it actually does. Like, it's good to say, oh, we're donating 1%, but what does that actually do, right? And to make, you know, with like Vitamin Angels, 25 cents is enough to provide life-saving vitamin D supplement to a child in need, right? Childhood deaths, like not enough vitamin D in the diet is one of the most like easiest things to prevent. So like a very small contribution goes a very long way to empowering and saving lives, right? So I think that's where we want to get to, is really showcasing what impact that is having beyond just like, yeah, you donated 50
right,
cents,
right. You know, just to be able to really explain that impact, yeah. You know,
and exactly.
In a way where you're, you know, a year end impact report or whatever, which is super cool. Have you ever thought about getting B Corp certified?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely on our roadmap of things that we want to accomplish. There's another group out of the UK that we're part of now. Blanket on the name on top of my head. It's the Impact Pledge. So it's a curated group of different purpose-based companies, and it's the Positive Corporation. And so they basically pool research together. They've got a lot of bright minds who are helping kind of steward those impact goals with brands like us. But yeah, definitely becoming a B Corp is something that we want to do at some point. I think we'll probably apply for it after we launch this LifeFuel 2.0, because I think that will better showcase everything that we are doing as a company.
Oh yeah, definitely. You're definitely a candidate for it. But it is quite the process. So to have as much ammunition as you can going into it will make it easier for you. And you know, just that measuring the impact is so cool. That's the thing I enjoy about the being a B Corp, is that sense of community, where you just sort of feel like you're kind of push each other to keep getting better and thinking through, like you did, for instance, with the sustainability, you know, just like, we'll be this and then we this, and you know, and just to figure out exactly how to get to that end goal. It's super, super great sense of community for stuff like that. So
I think this is just being part of that like-minded community and being a force for good in doing business in that way, and hopefully inspiring other entrepreneurs and other folks to say, hey, yeah, there is a better way to do business. And hopefully more and more people start to recognize that and think twice when they're, you know, spending their dollars, like, oh, like, you know, I need shoes. Why don't I seek out a company that's B Corp certified, right? Because at least I know that same dollar that I'm going to spend one way or another is going, it's more aligned with the values and aligned with the change that I want to see in the world. And that's really, for us at LifeFuel, that's exactly what we want to achieve. Like, nutrition is just the vehicle through which hopefully more of these conversations happen, right? It's one way of, you know, investing those dollars more mindfully. But if it can have an impact to, you know, spill over consciously into the type of clothing you wear or the type of car you drive, like, that's, you know, really the impact that we want to have, is just, you know, kind of helping people, you know, become more aware of those.
One little thing at a time, right? That's why I wanted to do this podcast, because I really believe that if we all could find our, you know, our part that we can contribute to in a way that's, here they go again. If we can all contribute in a way, you know, small way or a big way. And I have to say, your company's doing a lot of big stuff. So Chris, I have one final question, and it's kind of personally focused, because I have a son who is playing soccer in Europe. And I want to send him some of this, and I want him to listen to the interview. I need to ask him some questions about things that you have said, which I plan on doing, but I want to send him some. Do you ship to Europe?
Yeah, so we can. I've shipped product to myself all over the world, and you know, I've pretty much been traveling perpetually, living abroad for the past 2.5 years. That's another pretty crazy story. None of it was planned, but it's been an amazing adventure. But yeah, I mean, LifeFuel is something that my wife and I use daily. So we've shipped it to Thailand, we've shipped it to Brazil, we've shipped it to Italy, we've shipped it all over the place. Different countries have different, you know, customs and taxes and all that stuff. But yeah, happy to get you some, and we'll figure out a way to get it over to your son. It can definitely get there. It's just a matter of like, hopefully getting through customs easily and all that stuff. And then, yeah, for us, we also have like the post-workout recovery shake. So in addition to our Essentials Nutrition Shake, which is kind of the core topic of this conversation, you know, I wanted something better for athletes as well to refuel after a workout, not have to, you know, guzzle down whey protein shakes that leave your gut kind of a mess and don't really do everything that your body really needs to recover properly. And so the recovery shake provides, you know, comprehensive blend of plant-based protein, but also like different superfoods and micronutrients that help to replenish like key nutrients that are lost when you sweat and accelerate the recovery process, minimize muscle soreness and all those good things. So I think it's something he'll definitely enjoy.
Yes, I definitely, maybe what I'll do is, because I want to try it as well, I'll just order some, and then I'll, when I send him a care package, I'll throw some
in.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
Yeah. That way, it's not like a whole ordeal through you. Yeah, I'll do it that way.
That's the way to do it.
I just wondered, I thought, my word, how is he getting it? If, because I'm sure you're using it, and you're not even in America.
So. Yeah. Okay. So we always leave. Yeah. We leave with a few bags on us to make sure we have it. And then, you know, we'll do like a larger shipment once we're kind of more settled somewhere and, you know, can receive it.
Yep. Cool. Okay. Well, there's this part of me that says, okay, he's probably going to love it. And then we're going to be, then I'll be contacting you to say, okay, what can we do? We need to get him like a whole, you know, like crate. So, okay, well, this was fantastic. I really thank you for spending time with us, especially when you're 6 hours later than us.
No, happy to do it. This is great. So thanks so much for having me. Yeah.
So that everybody know, I want to remind everybody, it's lyfefuel.com. Anything else you want to tell our listeners about how they can find you or anything you want to tell them?
No, that's really it. It's lifefuel.com. I think in addition to like the individual products that we kind of referenced on the call, we also have our transformation program. And again, that going through that program is really about setting the intention to start to make more conscious decisions about health, but also be more mindful about how those decisions affect collective humanity and the planet. And, you know, really feeling empowered that we can all be a force for change. You know, it doesn't always take, you know, big business or small business to do it. Like each one of us has the power to choose. And I think wherever it starts, you know, if it starts with, you know, health and nutrition, great. And it can start from a selfish place because you want to look better, you want to feel better. And then maybe that spills over into other aspects of your life, but just start somewhere. That's why we created the transformation program, more of a holistic approach to wellness and understanding that, you know, we're all on this like personal journey, but we're also, you know, on a collective journey to help change the course of where we're on and create a better world for future generations and ours.
Yeah. Well, you're a great example of a business owner that is doing their part and hopefully inspiring change in other business owners. So congrats and thanks for being on the podcast today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us today on Taking Care in Business. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, or download Taking Care in Business wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can always follow along with us by subscribing at takingcareinbusiness.com. We are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Taking Care in Biz. That's Taking Care in Biz, B-I-Z. If you have questions or comments, you can also email us at info@takingcareinbusiness.com. We'd love to hear from you, and thank you for joining us today. And until next time, take care in business.